there's some dynamic drivers that have a push-pull effect going on in the marketplace. For example, there's all of the concern with trying to shift inherently governmental functions back into the government with insourcing. But on the other hand, there are human capital issues there, so they just don't have the human resources. And also on the side that's pushing spending up, there are all these initiatives at OMB like Cloud First and the drive to reduce the IT infrastructure, the move to business intelligence and the cybersecurity issues. So all those combined, we really see a positive effect on the federal IT services market over the next 5 years.
And we've seen, and you brought up insourcing, you know, we hear a lot about feds being frozen. They're going to reduce the number of feds through attrition and not hire new people. And so that almost seems to run directly head in to any insourcing initiative.
Exactly. They've got some real challenges on how to bring some of the functions back into the government when they don't have the human resources to actually do them. But they are applying a lot more scrutiny to service contracting. So they are doing some very thorough inventories in DOD and civilian to analyze what kind of service contracts are out there and where they might be able to cut some spending or budgets. But what we saw in doing this report, a lot of those efforts are aimed at things like staff augmentation and special interest functions like cost-benefit analysis and policy review and program management, things that aren't necessarily IT or what we would consider IT services.
So are there short-term versus long-term? Is there a difference in the outlook? Short-term, not seen much, but as you look out longer-term, are there clouds on the horizon?
Right, Chris, you picked up on that. We are, even though we're predicting over the 5 years that there's going to be a compound annual growth rate of about 6.3% in the IT services market for federal, in the short term for FY 2011, we are seeing some softening. In fact, we're predicting that the market's going to go down about $1 billion this year. And you can see some of that effort going on in Congress right now trying to pass the 2011 budget and where can they make cuts. But we think over the long term, it's not so much doom and gloom, that there's actually a sunny outlook.
And are services different from a lot of the hardware, software kind of things?
They are different. With the move to the cloud, there's a shift in trying to reduce the number of IT assets in the government and to buy more services rather than spending money on software and hardware and those types.
Well, and that's essentially what cloud computing is buying all the things we used to run big data centers and have all those people. Now we're just essentially outsourcing that and treating it like a service.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that leaves a lot of opportunities for services contractors in this arena. However, it's fair to mention that with the budget crunch and everything, that we really do think there's going to be a lot more scrutiny on IT services contractors. So even though there may be money flowing, they need to look out for additional reporting requirements, transparency, being able to provide performance evaluation information. So they will come under a little more of a magnifying glass to make sure they're performing.
And results. I mean, if you're not showing results, you're in trouble these days.
Exactly.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about cybersecurity, because you talk about that, and that seems to be a little bit of an oasis in all this rough seas.
Exactly. There's been a number of legislative issues or legislative bills that have come forth on cybersecurity, and we don't expect that trend to die down anytime soon. And because of the human capital issues and funding issues within the government itself, we think that there's still plenty of opportunity for services contractors to fill that void for the government.
Mm. And from every account, we're still hearing that basically the raw numbers of attacks is going up, certainly the sophistication of those attacks is going up. So you have to be prepared. This is almost becoming part of how you do business these days.
Right, exactly. And some of it has to do with training employees internally as well. ID management and being prepared for attacks. There's a whole gamut of areas there in cybersecurity that have to be fulfilled and watched.
And talk a little bit about specifically mobile. I know that was one of the other areas where we've seen a lot of growth in the last couple years. And it also seems to be on that island of oasis in these rough seas.
Exactly. In the consumer world, everybody's carrying, you know, iPads and expecting to be wireless, and that is definitely.
I see a lot of feds carrying them around too.
Right.
Frankly.
Well, exactly. It's moving into the government, and the government workers expect to be able to do their job more efficiently by being able to take advantage of these tools. But it does bring added pressure to the Wireless Network Administration and the security of those devices as well as the network. So there's definitely opportunities for contractors in those areas.
And other areas that are either you see doing particularly well or particularly folks who are really, really batting down the hatches.
Well, I would say there's still a lot of opportunity with the data center consolidation efforts and just reducing the IT infrastructure and IT footprint of the government itself. The agencies definitely need assistance with design and consulting and migration and implementation of those consolidation efforts. There is some, for on the slightly gloomier side, outsourcing contractors we think will undergo a little more scrutiny, so they need to be prepared for that. And as agencies try and do shared services type models or implement things enterprise-wide, that will give some opportunities to some systems integrators, but it may eliminate other types of contracts. So just something to be aware of for those outsourcing type contractors.
It's interesting because we've been hearing that the era of big systems integrators and folks saying that it's coming to an end for years now, it doesn't exactly seem to be coming to an end. It certainly seems to be changing, though.
It is, and you can't change things overnight. And we still see a lot of opportunities for outsourcing or for systems integrators in the areas of helping with these enterprise-wide type solutions. Also, agencies that do a lot of transaction-heavy processing, like VA, SSA, and IRS. So there's still opportunities out there.
And so the general takeaway, folks, particularly in the next, you know, over these couple of weeks, we're hearing a lot about budgets and continuing resolutions and all those kinds of things. And I think folks, certainly feds, very nervous, contractors, pretty nervous. Maybe not as terrible as what all of us may be saying.
I think we can't be naive about it.
Right.
I mean, everyone needs to pay attention, but performance is definitely king, and that might be the obvious solution, but perform well on your contracts. That's going to speak well of your company and what you're able to do, and you can carry that forth to other agencies. And just be prepared for that added scrutiny and performance metrics and reporting requirements that are going to come about.
And it's interesting because I was talking to a group of young, you know, the Voyagers program through ACT-IACT, the other day, and one of the things that I think is kind of interesting about this period of time is everything is on the table. So if you have an idea, there are no sacred cows anymore. You can pretty much suggest some new idea for doing something better, faster, and cheaper, and people are listening.
Absolutely, and it helps with the OMB 25-point plan trying to bring down some of those walls between the government contracting community and industry along with the agency side of things so that there could be more collaboration across those lines.